Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. 215 certified organic producers in Montana are cashing in on the growing demand for organic products. Organic farm sales in the United States grew 82% in the past 5 years, according to the Organic Trade Association. But the growing demand doesn't guarantee small organic farms will be or stay profitable. More big farms are starting to produce organic crops. That makes organics cheaper, but it can also make it harder for small farmers to compete. Ted Seaman farms about 26 acres of row crops in Paradise, Montana. He explains the reason why his organic food is more expensive than that grown on a big organic farm like this.
It's harder to build a good car than a cheap ass rattle trap, you know what I mean? It's harder. What we put into there's a reason it costs more.
As Seaman waters recently seeded vegetables, his daughter Angelica snacks on mint leaves and walks through one of Paradise Garden's 10 greenhouses.
Those are the hybrids of my dad's. These are my heirlooms, which are a little uneven right now, but they're getting there.
Angelica and her dad say it isn't always just the certified organic label that gives food its value.
When you drift off into big, huge, mechanized industrial farming, that's the kind of where we part ways. Anything has to be shipped. So, I mean, they have quote-unquote organic farms in all over the place, and that stuff has to be shipped. So food loses its vitality in long-distance shipping.
Seaman admits that shipping food is necessary for people like himself who enjoy eating tomatoes in December. But that big, efficient food transport system also means that big farms and big organic farms have the ability to send produce into a market and sell it cheaper than the locally grown product. And that's where small, local farmers like Seaman take a hit. He says when a large farm in Oregon ships huge amounts of sweet potatoes, which he grows, into the Missoula area, they're usually cheaper than his. That means Seaman's sales fall. CEO of Organic Trade Association Laura Batch says small organic farm survival is based on consumers realizing why some food costs more than others.
The truth is that if there is not an adequate value add at the farm gate, there won't be organic farmers. It's harder to do, and it's labor intensive.
According to the United States Department of Agriculture, of all the farms in the U.S., organic and non-organic, 2% of the biggest family farms make up 35% of the total market production. Small farmers often band together in food cooperatives to cut costs. Seaman's son Jason Moore founded Montana Co-op in 2012 in Polson. Moore says food hubs where consumers can buy local produce are important in bringing value to local products.
So what's happened is the big food companies are figuring out ways that they can produce cheaper and not necessarily healthier. And because of that, it's put a lot of small farmers out of business. It's difficult to compete with mass operations. And we know what we have to do. We have to take back our food economy.
Organic Trade Association's Laura Batch says public education will go a long way to communicate and increase appreciation of crop value. Batch says if the public understands food value, it will help farmers of all sizes thrive in the market. Out on Paradise Gardens, Seaman credits consumers slowly changing mindset on the importance of food to organics outlasting their fad. And for Seaman, it's not just about food. For him and his family, food is the outcome to a certain way of living. He says his farm will never be for sale. He plans to die farming out in his field, face down in the dirt.
This is my social security. I'm going to get old and die. This is for people to come and live and make a little bit of a living and to learn and to communicate. It's a way of life. And the disconnect has been people going to those great big chain grocery stores and not having any idea where that food comes from.
What Seaman sees as a disconnect, many families looking to eat healthy on a budget see as an opportunity to afford higher quality food. Montana's small organic farmers are trying to adapt to the demand of a market that last year topped $39 billion nationwide. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.